the 16th day of Bashan's, the commemoration of St. John the Evangelist. On this day, the Church commemorates St. John the Evangelist, one of the 12 apostles chosen by Jesus Christ, and the writer of the Gospel that bears his name. But more specifically, this day commemorates his evangelism and his preaching in and around the city of Ephesus in Asia Minor, now called Turkey, his spreading the word of God through written and spoken word, and through actions both human and miraculous. St. John was very close to Christ and is often called the beloved disciple. He followed Christ to the foot of the cross and was even entrusted to take care of the mother of Jesus, the Holy Virgin Mary. After the resurrection and Pentecost, it was St. Peter, St. James, and his brother St. John who were especially prominent in establishing and guiding the early church. Arrested on occasion for his preaching of the words of Christ, the Roman Emperor Domitian had John thrown into a vat of boiling oil, but through the grace of God, John was not harmed. The emperor then had John banished to the island of Patmos, where he wrote the book of Revelation. After the death of Domitian, St. John returned to Ephesus, where he had visited some years before to preach. It was at Ephesus that he wrote his gospel, describing Jesus Christ as he had known him to be, the Son of God. St. John was known to be persistent in keeping the people he had saved within the heart of the church. He had once baptized a young man, and years later, when John returned to the young man's area and inquired of him, he was saddened to hear the young man had turned away from the teachings of Christ and had become the leader of a gang of robbers. Right away, John got on a horse and set out to find the young man. John was captured by the group of thieves who took him to their leader, who turned out the man that John had come to see. The man was ashamed for John to see him like that and wept. But St. John assured him that the door to salvation was still open, that he himself would intercede for the young man to Christ. He gave the young man communion and set him back on the way to Christ. St. John is also known for the simple Christian command that he would often repeat as he got older. Little children, love one another. After spending his entire life spreading God's word, St. John passed away at about the age of 90. It was claimed he was buried in Ephesus, and a great cathedral was built to house his remains. But later, the cathedral was destroyed by Muslim invaders, and all that remains of the cathedral is one large pillar. Yet, St. John remains with us still, for when we read his gospel, or his epistle, or the book of Revelation, we are reading the words of someone very dear to Christ, and we are reading the words that St. John heard Jesus speak, so that we too might also hear them. Although the commemoration for the feast of St. John is in the Coptic month of Tuba, this day commemorates his evangelism, his devotion to Jesus Christ and spreading God's holy word through written and spoken word, through belief and actions, and for the lasting contribution he made towards establishing the church that we so love today. Also, a church in Alexandria, Egypt, was consecrated on this day in his name. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.